Now, an update on the investigation into the alleged Al-Qaeda-trained terrorist cell in Lackawanna in western New York State. Today, the FBI said two more men are wanted in connection with the group and are probably back in the country where they were born, Yemen.
The six men already in custody will be back in court for a bail hearing tomorrow. They face charges of conspiring to provide support to foreign terrorists. FBI Special Agent Peter Ahern told NBC's Today Show the men all attended meetings of a Muslim religious group in New York before they went overseas. They eventually ended up in Afghanistan, where Ahern says they trained with Al-Qaeda and were even lectured by Osama bin Laden himself.
We have a situation here that we believed is similar to John Walker Lynn. These individuals traveling overseas for purposes of religious studies, and then for one reason or another end up in a terrorist training camp outside of Kandahar, Afghanistan.
The religious group the men are reportedly associated with is called Tablighi Jamaat, which translates roughly to a group of proselytizers. It's had contact with John Walker Lynn and Richard Reed, the so-called shoe bomber.
Joining us from Berkeley, California, to talk about this group is Barbara Metcalf. She's a professor of history at the University of California, Davis. Professor Metcalf, what is Tablighi Jamaat? Does the group have political aims, or is it basically a religious movement?
I think it's fair to say that it is an apolitical movement without any explicit political ideology or series of goals. It is focused on Muslims trying to persuade other Muslims to fulfill their basic religious obligations of prayer, fasting, correct dress, correct behavior.
They've been compared with the Jehovah's Witnesses in the United States. Is that a good comparison?
It's an interesting comparison, but I think it's a bit misleading. There are a couple of things that are rather similar. Like the Jehovah's Witnesses, they carry their message face-to-face, as they say, heart-to-heart, going around door-to-door in college campuses, trying to persuade other people. Like the Jehovah's Witnesses, Tablighis are very concerned with final judgment, with the end day, and with their individual salvation. And so they see what they do, persuading their fellow Muslims to be good Muslims, as in a sense, their key to coming out well at the end of time. And where you have a real difference, and that's very important, is that Jehovah's Witnesses are theologically, I believe, somewhat outside the mainstream of Christian denomination.
Mm-hmm.
But Tablighis, by contrast, are solidly rooted in a kind of lowest common denominator of Muslim practice that basically anyone can agree on.
How big is the movement? Is it an important movement in
Islam?
Well,
it's interesting. I mean, what's fascinating is how hard it is to give you any numbers because there is no organization.
Hmm.
But one way people measure the amount of activity is by annual congregations that are held. So that in Pakistan or Bangladesh, where there are the largest annual meetings, there may be 2 million people who come to each of those. That's an enormous number of people. And since those numbers are so large, one extrapolates from that very large general participation.
As I understand it, the group often uses some militaristic terminology to define its activities. Jihad, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the same jihad or holy war we've been accustomed to associating with Islam?
Yes, there is a shared discourse, absolutely, and it is the discourse of jihad. I mean, think of it as a movement of spiritual rearmament. And so the jihad is effort, but effort upon yourself, self-discipline, sacrifice, a kind of withdrawal from consumer culture, from the ordinary ambitions, in order to focus on what is really important. So it's the jihad of the self. And it, like the military jihad, is seen as action on the path of God. But it is not at all geared to physical violence or action.
Are there any known links between the group and any terrorist organizations?
I don't believe there are. What seems to have happened in the case of John Walker Lind and the Yemeni Americans from from upstate New York is possibly they got to Pakistan and were exposed to other kind of movements. Mm-hmm. But there is not anything within Tablighi activity that one could in any sense describe as part of a terrorist organization.
Thank you very much, Professor Metcalf.
You're welcome.
Barbara Metcalf is a professor of history at the University of California, Davis.